You're listening to the audio production of The Monsoon Diaries, a doctor's journey of hope and healing from the ER front lines to the far reaches of the world by Calvin D. Sun, MD. Published by Harper Horizon and read by the author. Foreword by Lisa Ling.
This is a memoir unlike any I've read before. It reads as if Jack Kerouac were a roving ER doc on the front lines of a global pandemic for which healthcare systems the world over were totally unprepared. One minute, I'm venturing alongside a young man who loses himself in the far corners of the earth as he tries to discover himself and his purpose. The next, I'm in the proverbial belly of the beast with him as he dives headfirst into an outbreak of apocalyptic proportions. This book is about how the intersection of these divergent worlds leads that man, Dr. Calvin Sun, to find his place and ultimately his voice. Like most everyone in the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, when I was stuck at home with my device attached to me like an appendage, I spent endless hours scrolling for new information about the mysterious virus that had become rooted in our country. Refreshing my newsfeed to learn more about how the virus was ravaging New York City became an almost rote action. I watched every press conference. I read and reread everything posted online about the rapid spread of the new coronavirus. I followed anyone on social media who might have insights into that upon which our country was embarking. One day, as I was scouring my feed, I came across a cable news report that featured a very young-looking Asian-American doctor. Dr. Calvin Sun looked like a kid in his 20s with what appeared to be a bruise on the top of his nose. I would later learn that it was, in fact, a bruise from wearing suction goggles for multiple consecutive 12-hour shifts. It turned out Dr. Sun, a per diem New York City emergency room doctor, was 33, but he spoke with a composure and urgency befitting of those I saw in daily network news press conferences. But more than the others, I found myself glued to the way in which Dr. Sun described in explicit detail the scenes playing out in emergency rooms across the city. He talked about how, as a per diem doctor, he can choose when and where he wants to work. But in a wartime scenario such as this, quote, "it's a calling. I have to go in," end quote. Amid the TV tickers bearing the numbers of the dead and infected, Dr. Sun spoke so commandingly, I couldn't help but take notice. I followed him on Instagram, at Monsoon Diaries, and followed him immediately. What are Monsoon Diaries? As I looked through Dr. Sun's feed, I got a glimpse of his pre-pandemic life. Baghdad, Islamabad, Chernobyl, Madagascar.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?